session number 9105, reel 3.
Did you like wearing the uniform?
Oh, yes, didn't take any notice of it. The knickerbockers used to be laced up at the side of the knee, you see, and then tight down. And then we used to have gaiters and boots. But I bought brown gaiters. I didn't like the black ones. I bought brown ones and brown boots.
Was it a comfortable uniform for working in?
Yes, where I used to lodge, they used to do all the washing. Because you had to wear your white coat overall all the time, you see. That was like your trademark, I suppose. So you had to wear that. Used to get dirty sometimes. And we used to eat, you know, if we were in the field, we used to sit down and eat dinners. Never thought about the dirt on your hands or anything. Oh, I've had my peck of dirt. I know that. But
what were the lodgings like?
Oh, very nice, homely. One place I was in, that was the one at Bicester, or near Bicester. And he was a carpenter and an undertaker. And they had one little toddler. I saw one little toddler. Oh, it was like home. And the other lodgings were all very good, wherever you went. The organiser found all that out for you beforehand, you see. You didn't have to trouble about that. And, of course, the pay was 25 shillings a week if you had horses or cows to see to, because it meant going in Sundays and feeding and watering and seeing to them. But those who did ordinary field work, of course, they didn't work Sundays, and they got a little less. But we were well satisfied. We never grumbled about anything.
Did you have any time off?
No, we worked every day the same, from Sunday until Saturday. The long hours just the same. We didn't take any notice. And Sunday morning we went in. Of course, we'd been doing that all the time. Munitions, you work Sundays as well. You work from Monday morning, 6 a.m. till 5:30 Saturday or Sunday. You used to work just the same. You were occupied the whole time. It was a case of all got to help. And, of course, Britain nearly stood alone during that war. We nearly starved, you know. But the Americans believed in isolation until nearly 1917 ended. And then I think that was over asking for aid or something. And then the American soldiers boasted that they'd won the war.
Did you feel you were doing your bit? Did you feel that you were doing your bit?
Oh, yes, I was doing it because I never had any time to do anything else. But when we used to finish at 5:30 in the morning, when we were on munitions, that was when we used to go out and see different bits of London. I only knew the main parts because we didn't have much time, you see. It got dark. That's when we used to go around Covent Garden in the Strand.
Could you go out to dances?
Went out to all the theatres. Well, we used to go to the theatres, only pay sixpence if you went up in the gallery. That's
what did you do for social life when you were in the Land Army?
We didn't have any, really. We just went back to our lodgings, that's all, and it was nearly time for bed, and there you are. We never had any social life.
How often did you see the district organiser?
She used to come now and again. If she, you know, just to see how you were getting on. She was a real lady, she was. I forget her name too. And she was a real lady, and she used to just see if you were all right and see the woman. I expect she used to see the farmer as well to see if you suited and all that. But that was all.
Did you ever have any complaints?
No, never had any, no. And you had to go where you were wanted. You see, you didn't know if you were going to stay in that place very long. You see, you'd suddenly have a notice, or like, I want you to go so-and-so now. There you are. They had to manage. Somebody else wanted you more than what the others did, so they had to manage.
Could you refuse to go somewhere if you didn't want to go?
Well, I never thought about that. I was glad to have a change very often. I was always one for adventure. So that was those years, the First World War. Yeah, these two elderly doctors, Dr. Grooms, they said they were very sorry I was leaving. They said, we thought we were going to make a very good gardener of you, But at any rate, their man was coming back from the war, so I left. And, of course, I had my fare paid, and I made my home with my sister then, you see, down in Portsmouth.